Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. And today we are going to talk about the quarterback run game in Coach Hugh Freeze's offense. Is it something that we should expect to see next season? Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop, we are in here in the Auburn Express talking a little bit about the Auburn offense and a little bit more about the quarterback. Spring has officially sprung on the plains, and we are about to get in here and talk Yeah, man, we're going to talk a little bit about the quarterback position and the run game as it relates to the quarterback position specifically. Mike G in here with me on a Tuesday talking quarterback. Mike, quarterbacks ran the football quite a bit last season. Quite a bit more, I think, than most people would have assumed was going to happen with Peyton Thorne being the guy at quarterback. Even though Coach Hugh Freeze has had running backs in his history, if you look historically, which we'll talk about in just a minute, the history of the quarterbacks, that's not really been a thing. But before we get into the conversation, if y'all are watching this video right now, make sure you're going ahead and sharing the content with somebody out there on social media. Give us a thumbs up on the video, like the video, you know, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and we'll appreciate all of that stuff. But let's talk about it. Last season, the quarterback position for Auburn featured heavily in the run game, whether it was Peyton Thorne or Robbie Ashford, quarterback was doing a lot of running. What do the numbers look like for Auburn last season in terms of the quarterback run?
Well, on a previous segment, we talked about the run-pass ratio being 61% run to 39% pass last season. So Hugh Freeze quite literally took the air out of the football last season. For the quarterback position, though, quarterbacks accounted for 33% of the rush attempts for Auburn football in 2023. Will they do that again? I mean, a third of the run game, or the attempted run game, I should say, was quarterbacks. Now, they produced a fourth of the rushing yards, just over 26% of the rushing yards produced by the run game was quarterbacks, you know, at just around like 900 yards rushing. So I thought that that was interesting because, again, they took the air out of the football. They didn't really trust the quarterbacks to sling it around. They tried to play ball control. It showed up at the end of the games when they needed to move the ball through the air and couldn't do that in some of those games where they trailed last season. So, you know, those are the numbers on last season. Now, it should be noted, Ike, that Peyton Thorne had around 71 rush attempts last season. Robbie Ashford accounted for 39 rush attempts. So without Robbie Ashford this year,
that's 100 rush attempts across the
110 rush attempts,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Without Robbie Ashford, do all 39 of those rush attempts filter through the Thorne if he's the starter? I don't think so. If Thorne is not the starter, Hank Brown and Holden Garner, they can't move like Peyton. So I think that maybe you see that ratio go back more to 50-50 if one of those guys is the quarterback. And then there's the wild card, which is Walker White. He's pretty athletic and he can move, but I can't see him being that guy either. So, you know, if it's not Peyton Thorne, you probably see closer to like a 52-48 pass ratio. They're going to have to let the other guys throw the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Coach Hugh Freeze historically in a previous segment as far as, you know, what he and he said this plenty of times last year that balance is what he wants to have. And I mean, you hear coaches talk about this all the time. I mean, we heard Coach Harsin always talk about balance. And I don't think Gus Malzahn gave a darn about balance. He was like, man, we're going to run the football and we're going to run it some more. Then we're going to try to generate explosives.
Yep.
But, you know, Freeze and Harsin, the last two head coaches, they've harped on wanting to have balance. And when you look historically at what Coach Hugh Freeze has done, he's had a lot of balance in his offenses. You know, as far as running the quarterback, I think a lot of people who are Auburn fans, when they think about the offense that Coach Hugh Freeze has, they think about Malik Willis at Liberty, right? And they think about how often he ran the football, which was a lot, right? Malik Willis, you know, was a dynamic dual threat quarterback.
Yep.
But when you look at the totality of what Coach Hugh Freeze has been as a head coach, that's not been something that he has required in order for his offenses to flourish. In fact, he's had years where his quarterbacks barely ran the football at all, but they had dynamic offensive numbers. Historically, what does it look like with Coach Hugh Freeze and the quarterback as far as running is concerned?
Well, look, you know, in previous years, Freeze's numbers have gone like this. I'm gonna look down. I'm reading these off. In 2012, they produced 715 yards rushing. In 2013, 191 yards rushing. In 2014, 217 yards rushing. In 2015, 503 yards rushing. Now, I left out 2016, obviously, because he didn't finish that season as a coach. But then he got to Liberty. That first year, only 140 yards rushing in 2019. But 2020 and 2021, 916 yards and 963 yards, right? Now, some of these account for negative numbers in the rushing game by other quarterbacks, but I believe Malik Willis was like a 1,000-yard rusher, essentially, on Freeze. And then you had 488 yards last year when they had the quarterback carousel going in 2022. And then you have Auburn, which was just under 800 yards total. Just under 900 yards total between Robbie Ashford and Peyton Thorne in 2023.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, a couple of those years, you don't even break. I mean, three of those years, you don't even have, you know,
500 yards rushing. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, 500 barely on one of them, right? So one, two, three, 4 years where there's barely like 500 barely, and then not even 250 in three of those other years. So, again, I don't know that the quarterback run has to be a portion. I think this is a key thing to think about when we talk about the shift of the philosophy and offense from what you have as the Freeze Montgomery offense and the Hugh Freeze offense. Phillip Montgomery was a little bit more prone to go with designed quarterback runs. Like, we're going to run the quarterback on this play, which is fine because you have two quarterbacks last season who are able to use their legs. And we'll talk about next season projections a little bit. You've touched on it a little bit already, but we'll get more into that in just a minute. But the designed quarterback runs were a little bit more of what you would have in a Freeze Montgomery offense, because there are read options versus what we have in Coach Freeze's offense, which is the RPO. And I think a lot of people confuse those two terms. The read option is essentially a triple option offense. It is more of what you hear from like a Gus Malzahn, where the option is for the quarterback to either hand the ball off or keep it and run, right? It's not really about hand the ball off or make a quick throwing decision on a slant or a fade or a bubble screen, tunnel screen, whatever it is to the outside receivers. It's about QBs with the option to run. And some of them, there is no pass option, right?
Yeah.
We famously remember first play of Ole Miss last season where they talked about Robbie making the wrong decision, where the actual play was hand the ball off. Like, there was, it looked like a read option, but it wasn't even, the quarterback wasn't even factored into that. It was supposed to be going to the running back. So there were designed opportunities to run the football. That's not something that you really get into a lot with Coach Freeze. It's more about take what the defense gives you, read the options inside the box, read the safety as it comes down. I think that's what you're going to see next season. And, you know, historically, the numbers pan out to say, hey, he doesn't need a quarterback to run the football a bunch in order to be successful.
He doesn't. In that 2015 season, which was largely believed to be their most successful year at Ole Miss, only 503 yards rushing to your point earlier, from the quarterbacks. So it's more important, I think, that, you know, the quarterbacks make the right reads, as you said, whether it's giving the ball, you know, and then complete the passes that are there for them. And obviously they were successful at both of those things that year. So yeah. It was interesting looking back at the numbers, because he has really kind of catered that run pass ratio to the talent on the team.
Right. Yep.
So if he's
if the quarterback's good at it, then hey, well, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that that's encouraging for Auburn fans, that you have a coach that's not going to try to shove that square peg down that round hole in terms of his offense. He understands if he's got a guy who can pass it, he's going to let him pass it. If you prove to him that you can't pass it, he's going to take the air out of the football. And if you can't run either, you're probably going to be on the bench.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Then it's on to the next quarterback. And I hear me out. I maybe, based on his history, that's what we saw in the bowl game with Thorne when he finally went all the way to third string. So you put Holden in. Holden struggles through the air, but he can't run. So you don't have anywhere to go but to the next guy.
Right.
Or back to Thorne. He goes to Hank Brown. Again, not a runner, but he passed the ball effectively, so he stayed in the game. That seems to be the calculus that Hugh Freeze is going to have to do with this roster, because you've got Peyton Thorne, the incumbent. You've got Holden Gariner, kind of like the backup incumbent. And then you've got Hank Brown, the maybe prodigy, or I don't know what you want to call him, like the baby goat savior.
Right.
And then you've got Walker White, who they really want to protect next year, because this season they're looking at like, hey, man, we're still a year away. Why ruin Walker White if you don't have to? And look, Freeze is a little old school in this way. If he could save that year of eligibility for Walker for injury or whatever, I promise you he wants to do that.
Yeah, I believe wholeheartedly the plan is to redshirt Walker White. And unless, you know, he is going to be the breaking case of emergency quarterback that's behind the protective glass for next season. Let's get more into the quarterback conversation and project some stuff for next season. Before we do, quick word from our show sponsor, Rogue Shop. Make sure you all are heading over to RogueShop.com using code Rapport when you do that. That gets you a little something off of your purchase. America's number one online dispensary is the Rogue Shop. They have stuff for you for sleep, stress, anxiety, pain relief, all of those things. Make sure you hit them up, RogueShop.com. Use code Rapport when you do that. That lets them know that your guys at the War Report sent you over there.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
Let's continue the conversation, though, before we get out of here and pivot into talking about 2024 scenarios.
Yeah.
Now, there are four quarterback options that are out there, and we've touched on this a little bit, but let's go one by one and talk about kind of, you know, you said 33% of the run last season was quarterback run.
Yes.
If Peyton Thorne is the starting quarterback for Auburn, do you expect that number to go up, go down, or be about the same? What are your thoughts on this for next season, based upon what we know today, right? Because we don't know everything, but what we know today, Peyton Thorne next season, do we have more quarterback runs, less quarterback runs, or around the same amount?
This is assuming that he starts the entire season.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. We'll just assume that he's the guy out the gate and he's going to be the guy for the duration of the season.
Ike, if Peyton Thorne is the starter in 2024, I expect those numbers to go up.
Last year he had 71 rush attempts. So Robbie Ashford, not a part of this switching out scenario. You're saying he's going to have more than 71 rush attempts if he's taking the vast majority of those snaps next year.
Because his two immediate backups are not runners. So I expect some of those Robbie Ashford rush attempts to filter down to Peyton if he starts the entire season. Now, this is all contingent on him actually being a better passer. But look, if he improves as a passer, he's good enough with his legs that you can still run him more and keep the defense super off balance.
True.
So even if he improves his passing game in 2024, I think those numbers go up for Peyton Thorne.
All right. All right. So let's go with the next, and we'll go by seniority. We won't go by who we think is going to be. Like, a logical order for me is the guy who's the next most senior, and that's going to be Holden Gerner. Now, I don't think anybody mistakes Holden Gerner for some mobile quarterback. I mean, he's got a little bit of wheels. He showed a little bit at the A-Day game last year, but if Holden Gerner is the quarterback starting the season, and again, we're assuming the starter finishes, quarterback rush numbers, do they go up, down, stay the same?
Look, if Holden is a quarterback, those numbers go down, down to Chinatown. there's absolutely no way those numbers go up. His strength is his arm. And we said it earlier in this segment, Hugh Freeze is going to lean into the strengths of his players. He's not going to try to force you to do something that you can't do or you've demonstrated that you can't do. What we know Holden can do is he can drop back and sling the football. Now, can he do that accurately? And can he process the amount of information that he needs to do that accurately? Left to be seen. But Holden Gerner, if he's the starter, those attempts go down.
All right. All right. So next up, as far as seniority goes, it is the guy they call the baby goat.
The baby goat.
Hank Brown. Numbers up, down, or remain about the same if Hank Brown's the QB?
Look, anytime you see Hank Brown running the football, Auburn is off schedule in some kind of way. Something broke down terribly. He's running for his life. You're not scheduling runs for him. You're giving him easy outlets, dump offs, and handoffs. But it kind of takes away the read option game with him. So if I'm playing the running back every time, if Hank Brown's in the game, and I'm going to take my chances that Hank Brown is not going to be fast enough to get away from my linebackers and my edge rushers. It's just not going to happen. So if Hank Brown is the quarterback, those attempts are also going to go down. His strength is his arm. We saw that in the bowl game, 7 for 9 for 132 yards. That was one of the best stretches of passing that Auburn had saw all last season. Yeah. So why not lean into that if you're Hugh Freeze and give him the opportunity to show off what he can do? You brought in one of the best receiver classes in the country. If Hank Brown is the quarterback, Hank Brown to Cam Coleman should be something that we see often next year.
Okay. All right. Now, in case of emergency, Hugh Freeze has to break the glass. Again, we're going to assume that somehow Walker White comes from the back of the pack and he earns the starting job. We'll say by game two. We won't say game one. Game two. Because I can't foresee that. But we're in hypothetical land. Let's just go hypothetical all the way. He's your starter for the totality of next season. QB rushing numbers, up, down, or remain about the same?
If Walker White is the quarterback, we can freely assume one of two things happen. Number one, he pulled on the Superman cape and just beat everybody out by a very, very large margin, and it wouldn't have been close. Or... Right. Unfortunately, a lot of injuries would have happened. A mix of bad plays and injuries in front of him. That's how you end up with Walker White as your quarterback next season. If he is the quarterback, I expect that number to stay even. I think he's an athletic enough of a quarterback that you can run some read option with him and give him the opportunity to get away from the defense. Now, if you're watching this and you follow us on social media, you already know we have an interview with this young man coming. But he acknowledges that the talent at this level is a lot better than what he faced in high school.
Right.
So everybody's got speed. Everybody's got dudes chasing you. And if you're Walker White, you just have to be smart. You got to make the right play. You cannot try necessarily to – you have to beat teams with your mind and not with your legs, if that makes sense. Right. Yeah. He's going to use his legs on some of those runs, but you got to be smart about when you do that. And that's what will make him successful as a runner. So if it's Walker White, I expect those rush attempts to stay the same. I think he's athletic enough to do what we saw Peyton Thorne do last year. Mm-hmm. And when I say stay the same, I don't mean Peyton's attempts plus Robbie's attempts. I mean just what we saw from Peyton Thorne around 70.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he does that.
So if you know, I'm going to take what you said. I'm going to interpolate that into my own data projections. And I'm going to rank the Auburn rushing quarterback projections for next season from the most attempts to the least attempts based upon what I think Mike G is saying right now. From the most attempts, I think we're going to have Peyton Thorne at number one.
Okay.
Number two, we would have Walker White. Number three, we would have Holden Gerner. And then number four, we're going to have Hank Brown. Is that how you would rank it from most attempts if they were the starter to the least attempts, or would you flip those bottom two and have Hank Holden Gerner as the least amount of attempts of those four quarterbacks?
I think maybe Holden is the least.
Okay.
I think, but it's close. You can go either way there. I would have Holden as the least, but I agree. Thorne, definitely the most. Walker next, and then the other two can fight it out for who's not going to run the ball.
Listen, you know, as we've stated already, I don't think it's a necessity for this offense to work, but the good thing about, I think, how Coach Hugh Freeze has historically been able to use his quarterbacks is we can go either way with this. We can be, you know, a rush-oriented QB offense, or we can be one that we're going to step back and we're going to throw the ball a bunch and make the running backs the focus of the run game, right? And I think that they're neither one of those is necessarily wrong, but he'll be able to cater it to either of the QBs that he's got in place there. So looking forward to seeing what we have coming up this season. We will know very soon the direction that this offense is taking, because spring is upon us, and we are all the conjecture, all of the thoughts about what might happen, all of that's dead. We're here and we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it right now. All right, that's it. What I want for you all who are listening to this on podcast, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube, is to leave us a comment. Tell us what your thoughts are on the quarterback run game for Auburn, because I want to hear, what do you think the offense is going to look like based upon what the quarterback is? And so leave those comments, or you can add us on social media and give us your thoughts there. But we're about to get out of here. We appreciate you guys dropping in with us. Once again, the Morning Drop is brought to you by our folks over at Rogue Shop. Make sure you head to rogueshop.com and use code RAPPORT. We'll be back at you with another Morning Drop coming up tomorrow. We'll have had our first look at spring practice, and we'll have some stuff to update you with that on tomorrow's Morning Drop, and then we'll talk way more in depth about all this stuff on the Midweek Report. Like the video before you get out of here, subscribe to the channel, and share the content with somebody. Until the next time, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop!